When a federal judge found former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio guilty of criminal contempt of court last year, the reason was that Arpaio allowed his deputies to continue making immigration arrests after a judge said he had to stop them. Before Arpaio was sentenced, though, he was pardoned by President Trump. For the immigrants who are unlawfully detained by MCSO, they have until the end of the year to apply for restitution for that. The county has set up a fund to find and compensate victims. Jude Joffe Block is the co-author of a piece about this and spoke with one of the victims. It was published today by the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. Jude joins me now. And Jude, let's first talk about the person with whom you spoke. What was his experience after he was detained in what turned out to be an unlawful traffic stop?
Yeah, this individual we call in the story Samuel was driving, didn't think they had done anything wrong. It turned out the motive for the traffic stop was a license plate light bulb that was apparently out. And then the stop spiraled into him ending up in handcuffs, just being a passenger in the car. The deputy's only motivation was apparently that, you know, he couldn't find Samuel in the system after he showed his Mexican passport. And clearly the deputy thought he was undocumented, tried to turn him over to ICE. ICE refused. And Samuel ended up being driven to a Border Patrol station. And then that turned into 8 days in the Eloy Detention Center, where he was detained before he was finally released when his family raised money for a bond.
Is there a sense of how similar or dissimilar Samuel's experience was to other people who were also stopped in some of these traffic stops?
So right now, the sheriff's office has identified from their records 189 people who were in this category of immigrants who didn't do anything criminally wrong but were turned over for deportation. And of those, some of them were sort of random traffic stops, like what happened to Samuel. A lot of them were, at the time, the sheriff's office was enforcing the Arizona human smuggling law. And sometimes if they didn't have enough evidence to make a criminal arrest, they would just turn individuals that they suspected were recent border crossers over to immigration officials. So some of those were in that category. Some were found walking. Some were pedestrians walking in the desert, suspected border crossers.
Now, Samuel is one of, as you said, a number of people who the county sheriff's office has identified. Do we really know how many people are potentially eligible for restitution that the court has ordered the office to set up for some of these folks?
We don't know what the entire universe is. 189 have been identified by sheriff's records, but immigrant advocates say that number could very well be incomplete.
Is the sheriff's office finding that victims are willing to come forward, are wanting to come forward to sort of apply for this restitution?
Well, so it's a third party that the county has contracted. It's a firm called Brown Greer on the East Coast that specializes in these claims programs. And so it's their job. They have a budget to advertise and also a budget to go and find people and try to notify them about this compensation program. So there's that list of 189 known victims. So far, they informed us that they've only been able to contact 4 of those 189 known victims.
That's not that many.
It's not that many because, I mean, these stops happened between 2011 and 2013. That was a long time ago. And it's mostly a population that's transient. So tracking these people down is incredibly difficult and getting the word out to them is hard. And then for those who are still in the Phoenix area, you know, there's a lot of fear in the community.
So Jude, let's talk about how this fits into the overall story of former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, his contempt of court ruling and the case involving that. How do these stops and now the attempt to find some of the victims to, you know, repay them, how does that fit into the overall story?
You know, over the years, since Arpaio first got serious about immigration enforcement in 2005, 2006, in that era, since then, there were thousands of people whose lives were impacted by the sheriff's immigration enforcement. A lot of the tools that the sheriff's department used for local immigration enforcement were later struck down by the courts. So at this moment in time, only a very small sliver of people whose lives were impacted are eligible for some kind of compensation. Only those who were stopped in this window of time when the judge said it was not appropriate. But there are a wider universe of people who feel like they were victimized by Arpaio, but they're not eligible for compensation through this program unless they meet these very specific guidelines.
So let's go back to the person that you had interviewed, Samuel, who was a victim of one of these stops. Did he tell you that he was planning on filling out the forms? Is he looking to get some financial restitution from all this?
What's really interesting about Samuel is he's a deeply religious man. He is a practicing Christian, very active in his church, and really doesn't believe in material possessions. And so he didn't seem to prioritize it. So he had at his house, when I spoke with him, he had picked up a compensation form at one of these clinics, and it's about 11 pages long. And he said, you know, it's a lot of pages, you know, we're pretty busy people. He's raising three young kids. And he said, you know what, like, hopefully we'll get to it. And, you know, I calculated that based on what happened to him, he's eligible for about $13,000. And I think to a lot of us, we would be very eager to try to get that. For him, in his case, he's pretty reliant that, you know, he believes in a divine justice. He believes in, you know, everybody will have their day of reckoning. And that's kind of what he clings on to most importantly. So it remains to be seen whether he'll get his paperwork in.
All right. That's Jude Joffe Block. She's a journalist based here in Phoenix and the co-author, along with Terry Green Sterling, of a piece with the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. We'll post a link to that at theshow.kjzz.org. Jude, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.